So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, the elu im olu yerdu, the following parts of the carbon, even if they were already placed onto the mizbeach, they must be removed, and as Rashi explains, afa pishek sharen, even if they are kosher, they're removed, because delo shayach bu mizbeach klal, they're inherently unfit to be offered on the mizbeach. Baster kachem kachem, or baster kachem kalem, the meat of either kachem kachem or kachem kalem, umayser ha'imer, the leftover part of the carbon imer, which was offered on Pesach, v'shtei alechem alechem aponim, the loaf is offered on Shavuos, and those placed weekly on the shulchan, v'shiyar menachis, the leftover part of all menachis, because all the above are meant to be eaten by the kahanim, and v'hakteris, the incense offering, which should be burned on the inner mizbeach. The Mishnah continues, ha'tzemesh shebirashi kvasim v'sar shebizkan tiyashim, regarding sheep's wool and goat's hair from the head of the animal, which was not skinned, and vatzamis vaginim akarnayim vatlafim, bones, sinews, horns, and hooves of the korban eilah, bizman shehim mechubarin yalu. While they're still attached to the animals, they're offered on the mizbeach. Shenemar, v'ektor ha-kohen es-hakol, because the pasuk says that the kohen sacrifices the entire animal. Pirshu lo yalu, however, once they were separated, they're not placed onto the mizbeach. Shenemar, v'siso el-asecha abosav adam, because the pasuk says that only the meat and the blood of the korban is sacrificed. The Gemara cites a braisa in which there is a machlekes regarding this ruling and in how to reconcile the above two pesukim. The Tanna Kamma says, "Veikter akoyin es akoyla mizbecha teaches l'rabbis ha'atzames v'agidnim akarnayim atlavayim afilu pirshu. The entire animal is sacrificed, including the bones, sinews, horns, and hooves, even if they were separated from the carbon. While the pasuk v'sisa l'secha basa b'adam teaches ikuli oyla hatamachzer v'yatamachzer ikuli gidin v'atzames. If the meat burst out of the fire, we return it to be burned completely." But if the sinews or bones burst out of the flames, they're not returned. However, Rebbe says, as he does in our Mishnah, the Hikdra Akoin as a Kolam Ezbecha teaches L'Rabba Sat Samayz V'Gidim Akarnayim V'Atlafayim M'Chubarin Yalu. Only while they're still attached to the animal, they're offered on Mizbech. However, V'Asisa Yosech HaBosav Adam teaches Pirshu Afalehim Barej Mizbech Yerdu. Once they were separated, they're even removed from the Mizbech. Rabbi now explains this last ruling. If they separated after the zrika was performed, since they became rol lemizbech by the zrika, when they are then separated, they became pasul and must be removed. But if they separated before the zrika, then since they did not become designated to be offered on the mizbech by the zrika permits them to the kahanim, like it permits a mum lemizbech or basal kahanim, and in the case of bones, etc., it becomes permitted to the kahanim to be used as ordinary chulin, even to form knife handles. The Gemara cites the source for this ruling. Nemr lo yiyah ba'ayla, but nemr lo yiyah ba'ashem. We expand the gzeres shavah comparing the ashem and the ayla. Ma ashem atzma yisav mutarin, af ayla atzam is mutarin. Just as the bones of an Asham are permitted, so too the bones of an Oila are permitted. The Gemara cites a dissenting opinion in the reverse. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Pershu lefnei zrika moilim behem, la'acha zrika loinenim beloi moilim. If the bones of an Oila are separated from the animal before zrika, they're subject to the laws of Me'ila, as Rashi explains, kiven the pirshu inhu la'bnei haktaren inu, lo'yahanu lohu zrika ubisurai kaimi. They're not meant to be burned, and so the zrika does not permit them, and they remain subject to the Me'ila as before. However, if they separated after Zerika, it is forbidden midrabana to benefit from them, but it is permitted in Atayra because such bones are included in the Gzeres Shavah comparing them to Asham. Zok the Mishnah, v'kulin shepakum al gabei mizbeach lo yachzer. If these parts of the animal, such as the sinews or bones, or psulim, for which the rule is im alu lo yerdu, if they burst out of the flames and fell off the mizbeach, they're not returned. Similarly, v'chein gechelis shepakum al gabei mizbeach lo yachzer. If a coal burst out of the fire and off the mizbeach, it's not returned. However, ivarim shepakum al gabei mizbeach, the limbs of a carbon fell off the mizbeach, it depends. Koyd mechatzayis yachzer umoylem behen. La'achar chatzayis lo yachzer be'en moylem behen. If they fell off before midnight, they're returned, and the laws of Me'ilah still apply. But if they fell off after midnight, they're not returned, and the laws of Me'ilah no longer apply. As Rashi explains, havlu davish anasis mitzvasay be'en moylem behen. Once an object of kachim was used for its intended purpose, the laws of Me'ilah no longer apply, and the burning of the aver is completed at midnight. The Gemara elaborates and explains. Ide ispuhu mamish afila achar chatzais nami. If some of the meat is still intact, it should be returned even after chatzais. And ide lespuhu mamish afila kaim chatzais nami loy. If the meat was totally burned, there's no reason to return it even before chatzais. Rather, bishriri. The Mishnah refers to meat that is still intact, but is completely dried and hardened by the fire. These parts are only returned before chatzais. The Gemara cites the source for this distinction. The pasuk in Parashat Tzav says, "Hi oila al moiter al mizbeach kol alayla ad habaker," indicating kol alayla vehikter. The mum are burned all night. While the next pasuk says, "Vehir mesadesh na shteich la eish az oila al mizbeach," indicating kol alayla veheirim. Shumas Adeshin, removing the ash from the Zbeach, can take place all night, implying that by nightfall they have been already considered burnt. Therefore, we must reconcile these psukim as follows. Chelkeyu chetzi la'aktara v'chetzi la'harama. We divide the night into two parts. Before Chatzais, we must burn the Evarim, but after Chatzais, they're considered ash. Therefore, after Chatzais, there would be no reason to return these Evarim onto the Mizbech. As Rashi explains, the Gemara now assumes Kreim Chatzais, Lav Shas HaRamahi, Afilam and Anas and Deshin. Before Chatzais, one cannot perform a Trumas HaDeshin even with real ash. Therefore, the Gemara challenges this explanation by Mamishan Masechtos Yuma. B'chol yom terminus mizbeach b'kriyas agever oisamach loy bein lefonda bein la'achrav. Generally, during the year, the Trumas HaDeshen was performed approximately at the time of when the rooster crows. However, b'yom kippur mechatzais obergala mashmaris harishayna. On Yom Kippur was done at midnight, and on Yom Tov was done earlier after the first third of the night, which is at 4 hours into the night. The Gemara asks, heichem mekadminen? If the pasuk specifies chatzais for Trumas HaDeshen, how can we start earlier on Yom Tov? The Gemara answers that if something became ash, it can be removed any time during the night, because the pasuk says kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. The extra words ad ha'boker teach us ten boker lebikra shalayla. Trumas HaDeshen can take place any time during the night. Therefore, as Rashi explains, akol lefi tzarech hasha, the Torah left it to the chacham to set various times based on the need of that day. Kol yomim mikras ha'geber sagi. On a regular day, there was enough time to complete the task by starting at daybreak. Yom Kippurim, Mishum Chol Shud the Kohen Gadol Mechatzais. On Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol did all the avodas himself and he might become tired, it was done earlier at Chatzais. And as Tesis adds, that this way he will be able to complete the entire avodah earlier in the day before he becomes weakened from the fast and all the exertion. But Ragalim did Nefishi Karbanis Me'ashmeiris Harishayna on Yom Tov, when there were many Karbanis brought by the multitudes of Oile Ragalim, they started earlier at the fourth hour of the night.